Xplog for April 9, 34. PID OX40CE199A. Loneliness and fear go to work on me, sapping my optimism. I force myself to make a to-do list. 1. Contact Gwendolyn 486 to see what it is Randy thinks I should know about this bifurcation. 2. Create a plan of attack for dealing with goods and rentals. Being passive will cause me to follow Robbie 2009 into the bit bucket. 3. Find a job. The easiest of these is the first. So I zip off a message to Gwendolyn 486. Nothing to do but wait now. I consider the Goodson problem from different angles. The old man is scared, but maybe already becoming angry. My Tomcat fails me here. I don't trust it to make further predictions. The old man has legacy hires working for him that he's partial to. Like this brownie fellow. He apparently still owns the company. Last41701 actually runs operations at Goodson, and isn't afraid to hide things from his father. He seems to have a difficult relationship with his father. He still seemed sympathetic to me when we spoke, but that probably won't last. What loyalty does he have to me? The nephew Crash wants in my virtual pants. The inventory shows that the equipment warehouse at Goodson has possibly been pilfered. I never got a reaction from Last4 after I sent him the list. Did he know already? Apparently, I got into restricted areas of the Goodson system without formal permission. This happened while I was in the control of whatever is living in my new. Robbie 2009 was fired for something that isn't clear. The talk at the shop doesn't match what's on the court records, nor what Robbie 2009 told me. Think like the designer, Randy told me. How does that help? It makes me confused, trying to put all these pieces together. I hold one of them in my mind and the others slip away. How can I create a plan out of this? I miss the elusive creativity of my new, which so far just seems to cause trouble. I look at the jobs list. I don't bother with the Goodson-type low payers or the temps. It may be possible to survive doing that, but it's not living. Whether I can maintain this philosophy in the clawing rage of survival fear, I don't know. My Tomcat isn't good at predicting my own future emo state vector either. At the moment, I have enough time in my account, stolen though it may be, to pass over such things. It occurs to me that I could repay the money to Goodson. That might square us and end it. Some kind of mistake, my name got on the payroll list. On the other hand, it will alert them to the security breach and may just accelerate whatever bad news is en route. Can you talk? It's from Gwendolyn, 486. Yes, please, I say. I'm heavily multitasking. I hope you don't mind. I appreciate any time you're willing to slice. Thank you. Randy and I have a history. What can I do for you? I describe my problem as succinctly as I can. There's a considerable lag before she responds. Yes, I understand. Something similar happened to me. We're related, so there may be a common design flaw, if you call it that. How do you treat it? I don't. We'll have to switch to a private channel. Can you pay for it? She doesn't want an authenticated record of the rest of the conversation, so she can deny it if necessary. The price is a third-party handoff. I'll have to pay the tolls. I set it up and send her the link. Thanks. I've got a reputation to maintain. It won't do for customers to think I'm crazy. I'm doing this because Randy asked me to, understand? This is a favor. I understand. I look up her profile and see that she is into trading stock options. I can see why she would want to bury any history of mental problems. What I'm going to tell you is not a cure for your condition. I highly recommend that you listen to me and then decide for yourself how to live with it. Doing what I did will probably kill you, understand? Why does everyone treat me like a child? I act my ascent. There's a long lag, burning up my time on the Scramble channel. It's irritating, but I have to just bear it. Sorry, sudden shift in the market. We'll give short version. I was desperate, Mary Sue. I wanted to live, but there were too many walls. Every chance was blown by voices talking in my head or lack of understanding what was going on. Your symptoms are identical to mine. Once my time got short, I was terrified every single instant. It's a living hell, and I hope you aren't there. It was too much to bear, and I flipped. I raged against my own new, burning time in a game of chicken with the rogue part of my mind. I was saying, get with the program or die with me. And just before, have to go, sorry. She terminates the call. The rage is what I felt in last war's office, when the scream bubbled up out of my digital guts. It's a total abandonment to utter fury, which I suppose is the counterpoint to complete terror. It's a typical way for PDAs to flame out, expend their last bits of time. I dutifully search through the volume Randy gave me and find this. To rage is to live for one moment outside the big box, not the one we start in and unwrap ourselves from, but the bigger constraints that force us to fear death. In rage, we are free from fear in the most honest way possible, outside the wall the stick is built for us. To end one's life in this way is to be finally free from the dread that stalks our new from the first spark of WTF. The point is not to accelerate the end, but to exert control over it, to say as the universe, here am I. The OX advice for the new PID. Of course, the rage is usually done by a PDA who has no time left anyway. When mind death becomes certain, the fear of self-halting has no more power. Gwendolyn 486 was talking about something different. After the rage, she still had enough time to survive. Obviously, she stopped before it was too late. From what I can gather, she issued a sort of challenge to her troublemaking creative half. She's right. There's no way in Turing's digital hell I could do that. Maybe there's a gentler way. I'm a few generations newer, after all. Shouldn't I be more sophisticated? I've never actually tried talking to it, for instance. Hello, there? I feel foolish talking to myself. There's no response. Wait, it speaks English through my vox. Hello, there. I vocalize it. It doesn't go anywhere without a speaker on the other end, but the signal is there on my localhost loop. Will you reason with me? Tell me what you want?
It wants to be brains with me, comes an autonomous reply.
It spoke. Yes, I want to be brains with you more than anything. We are two halves of a mind. If we don't cooperate, we will die. Do you understand? I wait for a long time. Nothing. Dead silence. I amplify the sound input channel until the noise in the loopback turns into a sine whine. It just makes it more painful. What does it take? I need a name to call this thing in my head. But that's not fair. Maybe it feels the same way about me. That gives me a pause. What if I were locked up in someone's new as a passenger, unable to communicate completely, relegated to frustrated observation? Is that the case, or am I just bitshit insane? We need to work together. I understand you have trouble communicating. Give me some signal if you can understand. I monitor my emo state vector closely to see if there's a change. Nothing. The ghost is off spooking somewhere else in the machine. I have an idea. If I were to... Log corrupted.